Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
U.S. and U.K. mount aggressive crackdown on TrickBot and Conti ransomware gangs. Authorities sanctioned 11 alleged members of the cybercriminal groups, while the U.S. Justice Department unsealed 3 federal indictments against 9 people accused of being members. By Lily Hay Newman. The United States Department of Treasury Department and United Kingdom Foreign Office sanctioned 11 people for their alleged involvement in the TrickBot cybercriminal gang. The U.S. Department of Justice also unsealed indictments against 9 people it says are connected to TrickBot and its sibling organization, Conti. U.S. and U.K. law enforcement working with officials around the world have made a concerted effort in recent years to deter cybercrime, particularly ransomware attacks and those launched by Russian-based actors. And TrickBot, a notorious and prolific gang, has repeatedly been a specific target of these actions. In February, the U.S. and U.K. announced sanctions against 7 alleged TrickBot actors and an indictment against them. The new round of censures include alleged TrickBot members who are accused of acting as coders and administrators for the group, as well as senior staff, the developer team lead, and a human resources and finance manager. The sanctions also name TrickBot's alleged head of testing for the gang's malware and technical infrastructure. This individual, Maxim Golotchkin, goes by the handle Bentley, among others. Wired identified Golotchkin as part of an extensive investigation into TrickBot and its operations. The Department of Justice announced 3 indictments that include Golotchkin. One in the Northern District of Ohio, filed on June 15th, charges him and 10 other alleged TrickBot members with conspiring to use the TrickBot malware to steal money and personal and confidential information from unsuspecting victims, including businesses and financial institutions located in the United States and around the world, beginning in November 2015. This timeline means that the charges essentially relate to all TrickBot activity going back to the group's inception. An indictment from the Middle District of Tennessee, filed on June 12th, charges Golotchkin and 3 others with use of the Conti ransomware in attacks targeting businesses, nonprofits, and governments in the United States between 2020 and June 2022. And an indictment in the Southern District of California, filed on June 14th, charges Golotchkin in connection with the May 1, 2021 Conti ransomware attack on Scripps Health. In a statement, FBI Director Christopher Wray said cybercriminals know that we will use every lawful tool at our disposal to identify them, tirelessly pursue them, and disrupt their criminal activity. We, alongside our federal and international partners, will continue to impose costs through joint operations no matter where these criminals may attempt to hide. It has been difficult for global law enforcement to make progress on deterring cybercriminal activity, especially when actors are based in countries like Russia that allow them to operate with impunity. But independent researchers say that imposing public accountability does have impacts on the individuals as well as the broader criminal landscape. Cybercriminals often think they can conduct cyber attacks against corporations and individuals under anonymity, says Landon Winklevoss, vice president of research for the digital intelligence firm Nisos, which conducted a detailed investigation of Bentley's real-world identity at Wired's request. But they all make mistakes, and the very nature of their crimes requires that their digital footprint is in the wild. Winklevoss notes that while cybercriminals have systematized strategies for maintaining their operational security and staying out of the limelight, their efforts to remain invisible are far from foolproof. Reusing command and control infrastructure servers and selectors like email addresses and phone numbers is often the quickest return on their investment, Winklevoss says. Unfortunately for them, this makes their unmasking relatively straightforward, especially when law enforcement and private industry have more publicly available data than they do. Thanks for listening to Wired. I'm Zeke Robison, and for more stories just like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.